When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Prophet Podcast. Some nice alliteration. Prophet Podcast. So today is Friday. Last night was Thursday Night Football. Yes, I'm amazing. I can count the days of the week. A few quick thoughts before we get into the starts and sits. Cam Newton's not healthy. That's my take on that. He looked inaccurate. You can't fool me, Ron Rivera. I don't know if he was healthy, why did they not run a quarterback sneak on 4th and inches on the goal line? That made no sense to me. Instead, they ran some great value brand Philly special with Christian McCaffrey that had no chance of going anywhere. So that's my take on that. He's not healthy. I'm staying away from him this season. On the Buccaneers side, Mike Evans, I'm buying low on him. His stock isn't going to get much lower. I think he rebounds eventually. Chris Evans, I think he... Wait, no, that's Captain America. Chris Godwin. That's the Chris. I think he's the real deal. He's turned into the wide receiver one on that team. He's a PPR machine. If you have him, keep him. Do not sell. He has looked phenomenal. So I asked you all on Twitter... Or no, not Twitter. Instagram. I'm not that famous yet. I asked you all on Instagram to submit some questions for the show to do some starts and sits. So the first question we received, I talk as if I'm multiple people to make it seem like I am more knowledgeable and more official. So Austin Hooper or TJ Hockenson? Hooper's coming off a pretty good game. Hockenson is coming off a great game. Let's be honest, you can't bench Hockenson after that week one performance. Hooper posted 9 targets, 9 receptions, and 77 yards. Hockenson sadly only had 6 receptions, so he lost there. But he did have 131 yards and the touchdown. He's great. He looked phenomenal. He may have a down week after that, but I'm expecting him to capitalize and have a hot start to the season. So you can't bench him. Who are we kidding? You're not really going to start Austin Hooper over TJ Hockenson after that week one performance. You're starting Hockenson locked and loaded. I would honestly try to trade either Hockenson, sell him high, or Austin Hooper. If you've got Hooper and Hockenson, you've got 2 good tight ends. I would try to trade one. You can probably cash one in for a decent running back or wide receiver. Those are my thoughts on that situation. Okay, next question. David Montgomery or Devin Singletary? It is hard to bench your third round pick this early, but I think you got to do it. I am, at least. I own David Montgomery in several leagues, and he's on the bench in one league, actually, for Devin Singletary, so I guess that answers your question. Well, let's dig into it a little bit. Montgomery, he did have 6 carries, 18 yards. He was only on the field, though, for 38% of the snaps, and only 1 target. It was a great catch, big play, but the volume isn't there yet. I'm going to wait a little bit to see, I'm going to wait until he does something that makes him fantasy relevant. His draft capital, that was what we were going off of, and we were expecting him to absorb Jordan Howard's workload immediately. It is not looking like that's going to happen. So if you have him, I think he's got to sit on the bench a while until you see something good from him. Now, do not drop him. I saw one league where he was actually dropped, which is crazy. It's crazy. So do not drop him, hold him. I think he's going to turn around a second half of the season at least, and I think he'll be a good player. But Devin Singletary, he's the other option here. 4 rushes last week, but they went for 70 yards, and he was targeted 6 times. Now, he doesn't have a lot of volume yet, but he was on the field for 70% of the offensive snaps, which is great. I think this week he's got the New York Giants, which is a great matchup. I think this could be a really good week for Devin Singletary, the week he establishes himself as the true RB1 in Buffalo, almost said Baltimore, in Buffalo. Frank Gore is still there, but I don't see him as much of a threat after he averaged only 1.8 yards per carry. Devin Singletary, I am starting him over David Montgomery this week. All right, Next question is Jameson Crowder or Kenny Golladay? Now, I like Crowder this week. Well, not this week per se, but I like Crowder. I think he's going to be a great PPR monster this year, especially with Quincy Enunwa out of the equation in New York. But with the news of Darnold being ill and out, I don't have enough confidence in the New York Jets to start really anyone on this team except for Le'Veon Bell. Of course, if you have Bell, you got to start him. But I don't even like Robbie Anderson much this week. So I'm going Kenny Golladay over Jameson Crowder. Next question, T.Y. Hilton or Tyrell Williams? Hey, I'm going Tyrell Williams. The Chiefs defense, let's be honest, they look bad. Really, really, really bad. They allowed a very good game to the rookie Gardner Minshew. Williams, he was the clear-cut wide receiver one in Oakland, especially with Brown being, yeah. So for Hilton, I like Hilton this season, but I'm more scared of the Tennessee matchup than I am with Williams' matchup at Kansas City. So that's my reasoning there. You can probably go with Hilton, and he'll probably still have a good week, but I'm personally going Tyrell Williams, especially if it's PPR. So the next question, pick two, Tyler Lockett, Michael Gallup, John Brown, or Tyrell Williams? I'm going John Brown and Tyrell Williams. Believe it or not, I still like Tyrell Williams. My opinion hasn't changed on that. And John Brown, he's got a lot of volume. He had 10 targets last week. Lockett, he only had one? Doesn't seem right. I thought I misread the box score and the game book on Game Pass, but I didn't. It did go for a 44-yard touchdown, which redeemed it a little bit. But still, that volume is very worrisome, especially because the Seahawks, like it or not, they're a run-first team now. They are. And I'm predicting a big game for the Bills offense. I think John Brown is a pretty safe play, especially in PPR leagues. So the next question, Darren Waller or Hockenson? Well, that's a nice flex on us with your tight ends. I'm going to go with the man who played 100% of the team snaps. That is Darren Waller. I was a big fan of Waller coming into the season, actually, and he started off hot, and I think he's going to continue with that. He's got built-in volume, and he's got a great matchup this week. Honestly, though, either way, you're going to be good. This is a good problem to have, Waller-Hockenson. Most people maybe have one startable tight end. You've got two. You go with your gut. That's all. That's my biggest piece of advice on this one. They're both good, safe plays. I would go with your gut, though. Personally, I'm going Waller, but you should go with your gut on that one. So the next question. Start two. Cooper Kupp, Michael Gallup, John Brown, or Marquise Hollywood Brown? It's pretty simple. I think Cooper Kupp and John Brown, if you want to play it safe. And if you're feeling risky, go Gallup and Brown. Or the other Brown, Hollywood, Marquise Brown, the Ravens Brown. Kupp, he's the red zone target in LA. Wait, yes, LA Rams. Almost said St. Louis for a second. He is the red zone target there, and I expect Goff to rebound this week. I already stated why I like John Brown. Michael Gallup and Marquise Brown, Hollywood. That's confusing me. They could, you know, both post huge weeks again, but I think Cooper Kupp and John Brown are the safer of the two options. So that is the end of the starts and sits. The rest I got to on Instagram. If you've got some questions, hit me up on Instagram at TheProfit. You can DM me, or each Thursday and Wednesday I post a sticker that says drop your start and sits question. So now we're getting into the quarterback streamers of the week. I've got three that I like this week. Derek Carr. All right, it's not a... Derek Carr, he's not a high-end fantasy play. It's not someone you're excited about starting. You're not going into work tomorrow and going, "Hey guys, I'm starting Derek Carr, yeah!" No, that's not a reality we live in. However, Derek Carr, he looked good last week. And the Chiefs defense, once again, they are struggling. Derek Carr, I think right now in his career, he's better than Gardner Minshew. I like Minshew, though. He's such a stud. Almost named Beowulf. That's not on the... That doesn't relate to anything, but he's cool. Anyway, I think Derek Carr puts up a good stat line this week. I think he's a safe fantasy option. Next one, Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota last week, he had his best week one performance since 2015, his rookie season. I'm not comfortable yet starting Mariota as my weekly quarterback, but I see him continuing his hot start against the Colts this week. The Colts just gave up 300 yards and three touchdowns to Philip Rivers, so I think Mariota posted another good game. And now my favorite quarterback streamer this week, I'm saving the best for last, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, here's the main reason why I like Josh Allen so much this week. He's playing the New York Giants. That's really the crux of it. But also, last week he rushed the ball 10 times. For comparison, the team rushing leader Frank Gore rushed it 11 times. And Josh Allen did rush in the touchdown. He's got a great matchup and the rushing volume. That's what I'm looking for when I'm streaming quarterback. Bold prediction, I think Josh Allen throws at least two touchdowns and rushes in one. Once again, I'm predicting the big offensive week for the Bills. So that's it for the quarterback streamers. There are some others out there, you know, Matthew Stafford, but those are the three that I'm looking at. I'm going in. If I pick them up this week and starting them, I feel comfortable, especially Josh Allen. I would actually start him. Okay, very bold prediction. Josh Allen is going to be a top 12 quarterback this week. Okay, so that's that. Okay, the defensive stream of the week. We are done with the quarterbacks. We're done with the starts and sits. We're to the defense stream of the week. None other than the Tennessee Titans. The Titans, they looked great. The whole team last week, but especially the defense. They forced Baker Mayfield into three turnovers, and they held Nick Chubb to 74 yards. The Browns have a more talented, more fantasy worrisome for defense, if that makes sense. They have a better roster than the Colts. They just do. That's what I'm trying to say. And the Titans, they shut down the Browns. I think they're going to shut down the Colts this week even more. They're rostered in only 53% of leagues. I understand that, you know, it's not really a stream because there are going to be some leagues where they're owned, but 47% of leagues, you can go pick up what I think is going to be a top five defense this week. And the best thing about the Titans, they don't just have a good matchup. They're a good defense. They could be one of these where you pick them up early as a stream, and then they turn into your weekly defense that you're starting every week. And suddenly you don't have to worry about picking up and streaming a defense. Suddenly, here's the deal. If you pick up the Titans, there's a good chance you don't have to listen to me again because you won't have to find a streaming defense. All right. So that is the end of the show. Tomorrow is going to be the hour-long podcast where I go over every single game and the starts and sits in each game and who I like and who I hate and all that good stuff. So that'll be up tomorrow night. So yeah, happy Friday. I tune in tomorrow if you really have nothing better on a Saturday night to do. You can listen to me in my parents' basement talk about fantasy football. Oh gosh. All right, thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Gosh, this is repetitive, and probably Tuesday. All right, make sure you hit that follow. Follow me on Instagram. I've got a YouTube. I've got Google Maps. Okay, bye.